Final score in our second game of tonight, Harbor Beach 66, Lakers 46. Harbor Beach advances to the semifinals to take on Bad Axe at 6 p.m. That'll be your first game of a doubleheader on Wednesday on Sports Radio 102.1. Our first game, USA took out Ubley. We'll get to that game in a second here, but let's recap the game we just saw and heard on WLEW Sports. At the end of the first quarter, we were tied at 13, if you would believe that or not. We had 11 lead changes and 5 ties, and the majority of those came all in the first quarter. Lakers came out and was leading by 5. Their largest lead of the night was 5, 29-24. Leading scorers for Harbor Beach, Josh Shelkey led the way with 21 points, despite only having 4 points in that first quarter. Cody Seaman and Dalton Oki each had 18 points. Oki had 4 rebounds and 5 blocks to go along with those 18 points. Brady Kirsch had 3 points. Austin Seltz with 2. Jason Gamke with 2. And Ryan Seaman, the freshman, with 2 points. As far as the team for free throws, Harbor Beach was 10 for 16 for 62%. We're starting to see that elevate a little bit. For Lakers, they were led by Brennan Wisner with 15 points. Dakota Valentine had 12. Everyone else in single digits. Keegan Valentine, Trent Cunningham, each with 6 points. Seth Bowles with 4, Jim Stork with 2, and Bailey Kraszewski with 1 point. As a team, they were 9 for 12 from the free throw line for 75%. Lakers had 10 turnovers on the night, Harbor Beach with 8. As Dalton Oki's quite excited after the game here, shook our hands after this, always good to see. As far as rebounding goes, Lakers had 21 rebounds, Harbor Beach with 26. 14 defensive and 12 offensive rebounds for Harbor Beach. For Lakers, 21 consisting of 16 defensive and 5 offensive. Harbor Beach led as many as by 25, 63-38 with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left in that fourth quarter. John Mooney, how was the shooting?
As far as Lakers is concerned, 16 for 43, 37% for the entire game. That's decent. But as far as Harbor Beach is concerned, that was a little bit of difference. Talk about consistency. In the first half, they were 13 for 30. Second half, they were 13 for 30, 26 for 60, all of it 43%. And you got to look at that third quarter where they outscored the Lakers 18-5. That pretty much did it in.
As far as scoring by quarters, our reach and Lakers tied it after the first quarter, 13-13. It was a 5-point game, 29-24 at halftime. But then after the end of the third, Harbor Beach 47, Lakers 29, that 18-5 third quarter. And Harbor Beach outpaced Lakers in the fourth quarter, 19-17, to take the lead, take the win by 20, 66-46. Lakers now 0-11 in the past 5 years against Harbor Beach.
Well, you know, I can't fault the effort for the Lakers tonight.
Not at all. Not at all.
They were all over the floor. They were laying themselves out on the line, and that – it deserves and demands respect. Those kids really played their hearts out tonight.
The players for Lakers suiting up as a Laker for the last time, that would be number 52, senior John Carl, and number 54, Dakota Valentine, were the only two seniors on that squad. Harbor Beach continues on. Now, John, let's take a look at the first game we called tonight. That was USA and Ubley. After the first quarter, it was USA leading 13-6 at halftime. USA actually doubled them up 28-14. After the third quarter, it was 42-20, USA leading by 22. And the final score, USA by 19, 61-42. USA was led by Aaron Sines with 19 points. Hunter Bone had 11. Dominic Guardian and Isaiah Williamson each had 10 points. Michael Kemp had 4 points, but he had two early baskets and actually went down with an injury. We never saw him again, and I believe he went straight to the hospital. We'll have to confirm with you on that one. And then we have Harrison Kramer, Macklin Gettle, and Brandon Allman each with 2 points, and Tanner Foley with 1 point. USA was 18 for 30 from the free throw line for 60% on the night. For Ubley, they were led by Kurt Kabosky, the senior, with 9 points. Jonathan Bisher, Dominic Rosenthal, and Cabe Walsh, each with 6 points. Jeffrey Wright had 4. David Messing with 2, as well as Grant Weber and Jonathan Brandle. and Trevor Jepeski with 1 point. The seniors for the Ugly Bearcats, Kurt Kabowski, number 10. And we have Logan Lemke, number 30. Jonathan Bisher, number 32. Grant Weber, number 52. And the rest are either juniors or sophomores on that squad. John Mooney?
USA Patriots, they were 20 for 48 for the entire game, 41%, which is really good shooting. For the Bearcats, they were 16 for 62. They took 62 shots.
Wow.
25%. I think they were trying to overwhelm them with shots, but they weren't falling, and that was pretty much the story of the whole game. Toward the end, you had folks like, Cabe Walsh, who just came up from the JV, hit a couple trays, and you had the feel for Coach Bickley. You're thinking that, well, gosh, maybe I could have used you in the first half. you never know what's going to happen anyways, but I'll tell you what, Ugly Bearcats, they gave it their all. They were hustling the whole game. Hats off to them. They are now finished. But the USA Patriots, they played themselves, I think, a very smart ball game, especially when one of their main cogs went down. They didn't even blink an eye. They just kept on with their game plan, and that was just absolutely fun to watch.
In the USA Ugly game, USA's largest lead was actually at 22 points, 36-14 in the third quarter with 6 minutes left. USA out-rebounded Ugly 26-22, fairly close there. USA with 19 defensive rebounds and 7 offensive rebounds. Ugly with 22, 11-11 offensive and defensive rebounds. So, of course, with some seniors playing their last game in high school here, always a sad moment, but on the other side of the coin, USA and Harbor Beach both advance onto the second round of District 83. And, of course, you'll hear all of that action on Sports Radio 102.1 and WLAW Sports on Wednesday with coverage starting at 5:20 p.m. That's right, 5:20 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 as Harbor Beach and Bad Axe square off in the first game of the night starting at 6 p.m. and the second game, Cass City and USA, roughly at 7:30.
As far as the Wednesday night, that's going to be a lot of fun. We've been looking forward to the Harbor Beach Bad Axe matchup for a long time. I'm sure Cass City and USA, they're looking forward to the matchup as well. One thing I do want to mention before we go off the air is that, yes, Ugly did not survive tonight. However, there are some seniors that deserve recognition. And the first one being Grant Weber. He is a senior and he's graduating. Jonathan Bisher as well. Logan Lemke. Kurt Kabowski, that we have said his name a lot. And I'm going to save one for the last is Daniel Mirop, who a few weeks back he suffered an injury, and that was it for his career. But it's been fun watching him for the last 3 years don the orange and the black for the Ugly Bearcats, and I thought he did a real nice job all through the season.
Well, tonight's...
So congratulations to all the Bearcats.
Tonight's game broadcast, USA vs. Ugly, was presented by DS Services, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25, Thumb Siler, the Talk of the Thumb, Kohler Propane, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Ugly Motor Service, the MHSAA, Peruski Insurance Agency, Ugly Family Fitness, the Smigalski Funeral Homes of Ugly and Midden City, Graf Sandusky, USA Schools, and Sebring Family Medicine. On top of that, the Harbor Beach vs. Lakers game was also presented by Pigeon IGA, Pigeon Delavone, Harjo's Ben Franklin of Pigeon, Main Street Cafe and Bakery of Pigeon, Thumb National Bank of Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, and those two locations in Bay City, as well as Graf Sandusky. Cellular and internet services for this broadcast are provided by the Blazing Speed of Thumb Cellular's 4G LTE, the Talk of the Thumb, and our first night of MHSA tournament is in the books. As we have seen, Ugly and Lakers hanging up for the season, and Harbor Beach and USA advance to the semifinals. All of the action you can be heard on Sports Radio 102.1 on Wednesday starting at 5:20 p.m. Harbor Beach and Bad Axe tip off at 6 p.m. and Cass City and USA roughly at 7:30 p.m. after the first game concludes. On behalf of the entire broadcast team at WLAW Sports, pushing the buttons back in the studio, Jay Lake, the greatest lake of all, in-game analysis, John Mooney, and I'm Clark Ramsey, producer and host of this broadcast. We hope you enjoyed tonight's ball games. Final score for